You're going to listen to Sophie Lancaster leaving telephone messages. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the messages with their statements A to J. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Example.
Hi there, it's Sophie. I just wanted to see if you were free to meet for a coffee or for lunch this week. We haven't caught up with each other in a while and I want to know all the latest gossip. Give me a ring back when you get this.
Message 1.
Good afternoon. My name is Sophie Lancaster. I am the mother of James Lancaster. I need to speak to James's teacher about some trouble he is having with his maths homework. I am available to speak for the rest of the afternoon, so if someone could call me back so we can book a time for me to come into the school office or talk to the teacher over the phone, that would be appreciated. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you later today.
Message 2.
Hi Rachel, it's Soph. Just wanted to leave you a message because we have some very exciting news to discuss. Brad proposed to me last night. I'm so excited. I need to start planning the wedding and wanted to ask you to be my maid of honor. Would you give me a call as soon as you can so we can start discussing details? Lots of love.
Message 3.
Hello, this is Sophie Lancaster. I'm calling to make an appointment to see the doctor. The symptoms I am experiencing are a constant headache, a high temperature, sneezing, tiredness, and I'm having trouble sleeping. I'd be grateful if you could call me back as soon as possible to arrange a suitable time to come to the surgery. Thank you.
Message 4.
Hi Andre, sorry to miss your call earlier. I've come down with a nasty cold this week. I therefore won't be able to make your party on Friday. I'm so sorry to miss it. I hope you have a wonderful time. I will give you a call when I'm better, so I can treat you to a nice dinner to make up for it. Bye for now.
Message 5.
Hello, my name is Sophie Lancaster. I am calling because I would like to speak to an advisor about my private health insurance. I have recently been unwell, and I would like to make an insurance claim for payments I have made towards my medications and hospital expenses. Please could someone call me back to explain what paperwork I need to fill out? Thank you.
Message 6.
Hi there. I would like to reserve a table in your restaurant's outdoor seating area for Friday evening at 7 p.m. There will be 6 people attending. One of them is a vegetarian and another is allergic to peanuts. Please could you make sure there is at least one vegetarian and one nut-free option on the menu? In addition, the dinner is for a friend's birthday, so please could I order a birthday cake to be brought out just before dessert? The name for the reservation is Sophie. Thank you.
Message 7.
Hi Peter, it's Soph. I just wanted to give you a call to see how you are doing. It's been a long time since we last spoke now that you've moved to Leeds. I hope the move went well and that you're settling into your new job and have made some local friends. Let me know when you are free for a quick telephone call so we can catch up. Sending lots of love to you and Rosie. Bye.
Example.
Hi there, it's Sophie. I just wanted to see if you were free to meet for a coffee or for lunch this week. We haven't caught up with each other in a while and I want to know all the latest gossip. Give me a ring back when you get this.
Message 1.
Good afternoon. My name is Sophie Lancaster. I am the mother of James Lancaster. I need to speak to James's teacher about some trouble he is having with his maths homework. I am available to speak for the rest of the afternoon, so if someone could call me back so we can book a time for me to come into the school office or talk to the teacher over the phone, that would be appreciated. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you later today.
Message 2.
Hi Rachel, it's Soph. Just wanted to leave you a message because we have some very exciting news to discuss. Brad proposed to me last night. I'm so excited. I need to start planning the wedding and wanted to ask you to be my maid of honour. Would you? Give me a call as soon as you can so we can start discussing details. Lots of love.
Message 3.
Hello, this is Sophie Lancaster. I'm calling to make an appointment to see the doctor. The symptoms I am experiencing are a constant headache, a high temperature, sneezing, tiredness, and I'm having trouble sleeping. I'd be grateful if you could call me back as soon as possible to arrange a suitable time to come to the surgery. Thank you.
Message 4.
Hi, Andre. Sorry to miss your call earlier. I've come down with a nasty cold this week. I therefore won't be able to make your party on Friday. I'm so sorry to miss it. I hope you have a wonderful time. I will give you a call when I'm better, so I can treat you to a nice dinner to make up for it. Bye for now.
Message 5.
Hello, my name is Sophie Lancaster. I am calling because I would like to speak to an advisor about my private health insurance. I have recently been unwell, and I would like to make an insurance claim for payments I have made towards my medications and hospital expenses. Please could someone call me back to explain what paperwork I need to fill out? Thank you.
Message 6.
Hi there. I would like to reserve a table in your restaurant's outdoor seating area for Friday evening at 7 p.m. There will be 6 people attending. One of them is a vegetarian and another is allergic to peanuts. Please could you make sure there is at least one vegetarian and one nut-free option on the menu? In addition, the dinner is for a friend's birthday, so please could I order a birthday cake to be brought out just before dessert? The name for the reservation is Sophie. Thank you.
Message 7.
Hi Peter, it's Soph. I just wanted to give you a call to see how you are doing. It's been a long time since we last spoke now that you've moved to Leeds. I hope the move went well and that you're settling into your new job and have made some local friends. Let me know when you're free for a quick telephone call so we can catch up. Sending lots of love to you and Rosie. Bye.